You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. That's the sound of a chute gate opening and a steer taking off running. And chasing the steer is a student athlete.
I'm Wilson Tony, and I go to school at Cuesta College. I rodeo for their rodeo team. I compete in bull riding, bronc riding, team roping, calf roping, and bulldogging at the college rodeos.
Tony grew up riding horses in the Bay Area in Hollister. He says he plans to be a pro rodeo competitor when he graduates. Like any sport, a cowboy starts out with the basics.
They'll start off like as a goat tying for an event, and then they'll move up to a breakaway roper, and then they'll move up to a calf roper, for instance. So it's just kind of a ongoing process where as you get older, things start getting harder and harder and harder, and then pretty soon you're at the top of the level.
KCBX caught up with Tony and a couple of his teammates at the Madonna Inn, where they practice. The Cuesta team was practicing team roping. That's an event they are competing in at the annual Poly Royal Rodeo at Cal Poly. For the first time, the rodeo is being held in the campus's stadium. That's how much of a draw it is. College teams from all over the West are in town for Poly Royal, one of the biggest college rodeos in the country. And at the top is the Cuesta team. Clint Pierce is the team's coach.
So far, we've competed 6 out of our 10 regional rodeos. And after the first 6 rodeos of the year, nationally, we're number 1 right now. So we have more points. Our men's team has more points than any other college rodeo team in the country right now.
Pierce says many people don't usually equate rodeo and California, but the Cuesta and Cal Poly teams are so esteemed, high school students in places like Texas and Nebraska are eager to attend school here to compete on a nationally ranked team.
When you think about, you know, sort of the true American sport, well, we've got a lot of great American sports, but, you know, rodeo is truly American. Its roots are in the ranches of the U.S., and in fact, a lot of the events that they compete in are still very similar to what happens on a ranch, a working ranch today.